Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As I was saying, Horse, headlines powered by Bowser. Also brought to you by the super low home equity rate at Dollar Bank. Visit dollar.bank, equal housing lender. Ron, you're looking resplendent today, devilishly handsome. How are you?
I'm doing really well, Joe. It's the end of the week. Looking forward to some great football over the weekend. I think I'm going to go to – I didn't make it to the rink last night, unfortunately, but I think I'm going to go Sunday afternoon before the first football game. I got a great weekend planned. I'm looking forward to it. Where are you going to watch the games? In your man cave?
Yes. It's been an emotional week, Ron, between the Steelers losing, Jim Colony sort of retiring.
Sort of.
The Matt Murray tribute. The story I read yesterday said he wasn't making the trip,
yeah,
and there he was last night.
It was a very nice tribute. It looked like he got a little emotional. He was upstairs in the press box, and I'm glad, you know, the Penguins do that very well, and I'm glad the fans seem to respond well to it too. That guy is a Stanley Cup hero. There's no other way to describe him.
No other way to describe him. And he stood up, tapped his heart several times. It was
very
nice. Fantastic. And now there's this, Ron. Stepson Michael and his wonderful bride to be Abby are in town. They came into town last night. The wedding is set for next New Year's Eve. And all they did last night was give us our official invitation, the save the date, right?
Right.
My wife starts bawling at the invitation, Ron. What's going to happen during the actual ceremony? I was saying last night she's going to have to be airlifted out of the place.
Walking her son down the aisle, so to speak, huh?
Bawling at the invitation.
She's happy. Do you guys like the girl?
Love,
that's
Abby.
That's
yes.
A lot of mothers, the girl isn't good enough for their baby boy. So I'm glad to hear that she likes the girl. Now, are they staying with you?
Yes, they
it
are.
It kind of cramps your style a little bit.
Had to sleep on the couch. My wife and I had a slumber
like
party. We had a slumber party last night on the couch.
I know how you like to walk around in your underwear sometimes.
Yeah,
scratch in certain places.
Crying at the invitation, Ron? Where do we go from here? There's a whole year between now and the actual event.
It's an interesting situation. I know if my kid ever gets married, I will bawl like a baby. You ever hear that song, Butterfly Kisses?
Yes, of course.
That one makes me cry every single time.
Because you probably used to do them with her when she was
a baby, right? But
it
talks about them growing up.
I know. These commercials they run, too, where the little girl grows up. Well, one minute she's a baby, the next her dad is teaching her to drive. I know. Then you got to say goodbye to college. I can't do that. I don't know if I can do the college
thing. You talk
thing.
About crying a year ahead of time. You can be crying 5 years ahead of time. The Butterfly Kisses song touches me so much. I was at a wedding one time and they played it. I had to walk out of the room. I couldn't
no.
stay in the room and listen to it. It reminded me of how fast my daughter grew up. And it hurts to this day.
I know.
Last night she has a great job. She can work wherever she is. She can live where she wants and work where she wants. She flew to Seattle yesterday. That's where she used to work. She went out, I'm going to go out and see some friends for a few days. Must be nice, huh?
To be free like that?
Yeah.
Yes. Now, the nice thing for me is that my daughter won't be out of the convent till she's 40.
I tried that too, but it didn't work.
She's going to be a cloistered nun, Ron.
Yeah, you think. You wait.
This is depressing.
You wait. It hasn't even started yet. Wait till those boys start knocking at the door.
Not at my door.
You know Charles Barkley's line, I'll shoot the first one, and after that, word will spread.
That's a great line.
That's what he talked about his daughter. I'll shoot the first one, and after that, word will get around.
Oh, it is depressing. But let's live in the moment today,
let's
Ron.
Let's be happy. It's a football weekend.
Let's live in the present. There's a reason they call it a gift. Nothing bad is happening to you or I right now that we know of, right?
Yes, at this particular
second. We have Horse in the studio, also looking resplendent today, angling in on perhaps some football jobs, right? Middle school job at Mars Open, Horse?
No idea.
He's shooting right for the top.
A low profile, isn't he?
He's shooting right for the top. Joe, did you hear we made our debut of our video from our shows today?
Yes, and I heard it has 2,500 views already.
I don't know. He's the man in charge of it, but it was quite entertaining. Horse, how do people find this video?
It's on my Twitter. It's on the fans' Twitter. It's been retweeted like 50 times. We've got like over 3,000 likes.
And it was, should I give it away or should we tease to people finding it?
You can do either.
Ron, I thought it was brilliant. Whose idea was it? It was just you and then a giant fathead face of me.
Our man.
Yeah.
Our man. So I did the little video and I said, hey, I'm Ron Cook. This is my partner, Joe Starkey. And I step aside and there's your big fathead picture. It worked out well. I was pleased, but the man gets all the credit.
I think that should be our shtick with this thing. I'll do the video after the show with just your giant head. You like it?
Yeah, my giant head will scare people, though.
Ron, our quarterback of the day, I think this is the way to start every day for the next 50 days. You game for that?
Unless there's something really breaking news, yes.
What's bigger than the Steelers quarterback, though,
well,
honestly?
There might be a few things, but go ahead.
We've done Kirk Cousins. We both had a thumbs down for him because of his $45 million cap hit. And then we did Jameis Winston, and I'm going to keep track of these by the day. Horst, do you have our time capsule, by the way, for today? He does.
Oh, my God.
Those were our preseason predictions.
Why don't we wait till next Friday to run those, because I'll be off. So
no way.
I don't want to hear my predictions. I have them written down.
And we were both within a game on the Steelers' final record,
8-9,
right?
We both predicted.
Well, a game and a half, I guess we were within.
Our division, my Super Bowl pick is still alive. Yours is not, I might
have. I know. Mine's dead. Although I'm ahead in the playoff predictions.
You are how you went 4-2 last weekend. I went 3-3.
Jameis Winston, yesterday we both had a thumbs up on maybe giving Jameis Winston a shot.
Give him a little kick those tires.
And these are all relative, right? They're relative to, well, Mason Rudolph and Dwayne Haskins being your best options. Ron, the quarterback of the day today, we should have a drum roll, Horse, or some sort of intro. Can we do that next week? Will we maybe move on to Mitch Trubisky, Marcus Mariota, people like that next week? The quarterback of the day today is a popular choice. Ryan Clark touted this one. Derek Carr of the Las Vegas Raiders. How realistic is this, Ron? And what would you think about
first of all, you got to enlighten me. What is the contract situation?
Well,
how many years? How much?
Here's the thing with Derek Carr. Is that most people think that the Raiders are going to keep him. I mean, he's only, 30 years old? His contract situation is, I believe they can get out of this too. He's definitely a free agent after next season. So you have, I think, next season. So that has everybody talking about this season. Do you trade him or do the Raiders re-sign him?
How much is he due to make next year?
$19 million cap hit. He's around 22. He's going to command around 30 on his extension.
I like him a lot, but I don't know that how many. What am I going to have to give up to get him?
The question.
I'm not giving up two number ones.
No.
If I can get him for a lot less than that, I would absolutely be interested in him. He was a really he was a great quarterback a couple years ago before he got hurt late in the year. He was an MVP candidate. And he got hurt, and I don't know that he's ever been the same since, but he's still darn good. I love it. I love his composure, his demeanor. I love the way he handles himself. I would be very much in favor of that guy under the right terms. Very much double thumbs up.
He's set to make $19.8 million in the final year of his deal. There's thought that, you know, a new regime, whoever replaces Mike Mayock, whoever the new head coach is, and it could be Bisacci, right? He could come back and coach the team again. He did a pretty good job this year. If it's him, if it's the incumbent or the interim right now, I think he probably goes with Derek Carr or pushes for the signing of Carr. But the thought is, according to this piece by Mark Sessler of NFL.com, that the new coach will have a lot to do with this, with whether Derek Carr comes back. Steelers listed as the fourth most likely team to take a run at Derek Carr. What would you give up for?
I thought on one of those projections, though, was it Jimmy Shapiro's Bet Online? He was like the second betting choice.
Yeah.
I mean, Mason Rudolph was number one.
Right.
And then
well, this one is where would Derek Carr wind up? That's okay. Different odds, you know what I mean? And the
yeah,
top choice
saying,
here is Vegas.
The odds are pretty good that he'll end up in Pittsburgh, according to the wise
right.
guys.
But well, but I think the smart money here is he stays in L.A., don't
right.
you?
Right, and that's why Mason Rudolph
Vegas.
Is kind of the overwhelming favorite that'll be the Steelers quarterback.
Yeah. Do you believe that?
That it'll be Mason at this
that
point?
That it's an overwhelming choice?
I think significant edge, yeah.
I don't. Just everything I hear, see from Mike Tomlin, their actions to this point with Mason tells me they don't believe in him. It's hard for me to believe unless they draft a guy in the first round and he's the bridge quarterback or maybe the jump off the bridge
right.
quarterback run.
You like that horse? Horse,
you like
do you
that?
Like that horse? Horse, do you like that?
But Derek Carr, I'd take in a second.
Me
what
too.
Would you give up for him? One first rounder and a second? If you're not willing to give up anything, Ron, then you can't have him.
Yeah, but it's only a 1 year. Then you'd have.
Well, you got to sign him, of course.
You'd have to do the long term deal. I'd probably think about a one and a two. I would not give up more than one number one, though.
Too many, I would think about it.
Too
I mean,
many other holes.
I mean, one is your quarterback. To me, that's one first round pick. You're exchanging a first. That's
and
basically.
Still, you like to think he's got what 5 good years left. At
I
least.
Hope he's only 30.
Right.
These guys play to the late 30s these days.
That's what Ben did.
Yeah, I would. Well, yeah, a lot of them, right? Rodgers,
right.
Brady, list goes
Brady.
On.
We just exclude him.
He's going to play till he's 80.
He's a freak.
Yeah, I would take Derek Carr in a second. I would think about two number ones, certainly a one and something else I would jump at. But I think the smart money says he stays. Why would they give him up?
I don't
they
know.
They were a playoff That's... team this year. They've got some young talent.
I agree. And, I mean, he seemed to have a great – now, again – depends on the coach. If the current coach gets the job, I think he definitely stays. They seem to have had a great relationship.
Yeah, I'm not sure why exactly they would give up on a guy when the first ingredient you need for winning is a quarterback, and I think they have one. I think he's underrated around the league. I think he's a pretty good leader. I think he's got a great arm. He can make every throw. He's mobile, which fits the Mike Tomlin.
Was his last pass, was there interference on that last pass?
Yes, there was
Cincinnati?
Interference on that last pass. The one thing about Derek Carr is he does have a penchant for the big mistake. And I was texting somebody in that last game of the season, the Chargers. When the Raiders got the ball ahead by a touchdown, I said, here comes the Derek Carr mistake. 2 seconds later, he strip sacked on an awful looking play. Luckily for them, the Raiders recovered. But given what's out there, and given the fact I still think his best football could be in front of him, I really do, depending on what you surround him with. Are we both thumbs up on Derek Carr?
Absolutely.
Rob in West Mifflin is on the line. How you doing, Rob?
Starkey.
Yes?
I thought we were on a Mitchell Trubisky wagon together. Like, what are you doing, man? You're disappointing me.
No. We are. We're doing a quarterback of the day here and saying whether we give him a thumbs up or thumbs down. Derek Carr's not my first choice necessarily. Of course it's Mitch Trubisky. You and I, Rob, we're on the Trubisky bandwagon. But that does. First of all, I don't know if they have interest. Secondly, we just deal with the quarterback of the day. We're living in the present here, and the quarterback of the day is Derek Carr. Yesterday it was Jameis Winston. Day before it was Kirk Cousins. Next week it'll be Trubisky.
Please, it gotta be Starkey. You're the voice of the people. I don't have a radio station to promote it. More and more we get this Mitchell Trubisky out there, we gotta talk it into existence. Because I don't want Derek Carr. You're talking about two ones and the two?
No. We're not talking about two ones in a two. Maybe a one.
I'm talking two ones, I would consider.
I don't know about that.
Because one of them is him.
I don't know about
that. You got to get some coffee. You didn't have no coffee this morning.
Ron.
He hasn't had coffee in months. He says that's why he's so tame.
He needs some coffee.
It helps him think clear.
We don't have to worry about getting it out to the masses, Rob. Bob Pompiani has picked this up and is on the bandwagon. He copied me and tweeted the other day, Mitch Trubisky would be a great choice. So no worries there.
Okay. I was panicking here, man. I'm panicking. I was like, no, Starkey, what are you doing? Let me call in here real quick. Horst knew exactly who I was.
Thank you, Rob.
He's fired up about Trubisky. You know that.
I know.
Thank you for the call, sir.
Well, see, I wouldn't mind that, Ron. What's wrong with two number ones for your starting quarterback for the next 5 to 8 years?
I can't get past.
Because one of them is him. One of them is a quarterback, right?
I just can't get past how many holes they have.
I know, Ron, but they've taken guys like Terrell Edmonds, Devin Bush, people like that in the first round. It's not like it always works out with your first rounder.
I hear you.
Here you already have a guy who can play. Artie Burns. Took Bud Dupree 5 years. Look at the guys they've taken in the first round. I know they've had some really good ones, too.
T.J. Watt worked out pretty well.
He did. It's the 30th pick.
Right.
I don't know. I'm more enamored with a 30-year-old really good quarterback than I am the unknown of another first-round pick. They gave up one for Minka, right?
They did.
So why not give up another one for a way more important position? And they gave up, basically traded... made the trade for Bush to move up, right? And that didn't work out so well. If they can move up for Devin Bush, how about moving up to draft Pickett? You approve of that?
What are you going to give up?
Similar to what you gave up to get Devin Bush.
What did they give up to get Devin Bush? A third?
They're number one, and then they gave up. What did they? Do you remember, Horse, what they gave up to get Devin Bush? All right, they acquired the 10th pick. In exchange for the 10th selection, Denver received the Steelers' first and second round picks that year, 20 and 52, and a third round pick.
Would I give that up to move up a couple spots for Pickett?
Or 10 spots?
It depends what you think of Pickett. I mean, I don't know that I just don't think there's a great can't-miss quarterback out there this year, including him. I don't know that I'm giving up that much to draft him, if you know what I mean. Is he that much better than Corral at Mississippi State or Sam Howell at North Carolina? I think he's better, but is he worth giving up a lot to get him in here? I would have serious thoughts about that.
To me, that's not a lot what they gave up for Bush. That's really not a lot, but I sort of share – your thoughts. I don't think Pickett is a surefire star. I don't think there is one. Nobody really is a surefire star. You know what I mean, Ron.
No.
There's no Trevor Lawrence in this draft. There's no Justin Herbert in this draft. The list goes on. All you need to know is that the first two players on everybody's mock drafts are defensive linemen. And the third guy, I'm looking at Kuiper right now, goes D-line, offensive tackle, safety, two more offensive tackles. He gets all the way down to Malik Willis at number 11. For Washington, there might not be a legit top 10 pick as a quarterback, but I know people are pining for Pickett, and I think he has a chance to be really good.
So do I.
I'm just not sure that I would move up that far to get him.
Are people thinking with their hearts or their heads?
Then again, if you think he's going to be the guy, you should move up to get him.
Absolutely. If they're convinced, absolutely I would. But you just asked me if I would give that up, and I don't know that I would.
Well, I've got some mock drafts for you, Ron. How about that?
I love them.
We're going to be talking to Ryan Wilson later in the show today from CBS Sports. And there's one guy out there that I feel like nobody's talking about as a quarterback that I think could be the steal of the whole draft.
Chuck Hodges?
Not him. He could be the steal for the Pittsburgh Maulers.
He could be a steal. Maybe he'll end up with Todd Haley in Tampa.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.